Okay, so our topic is the issue of Birchas Chasanim. The Gemara presents the din of Birchas Chasanim Ba'asara and Daf Zayin. The Gemara quotes two possible mekoros for these brachos. One is from V'makelos Barchos Hashem Yimkor Yisrael, that when you're dealing with Iske Makar, which Rashi says is Piri V'ribya, so then you require to make these Birchas Chasanim. Now, a second source invoked by the Gemara is the source of Boaz. V'yikach Boaz Asara Anashim Yizikne Ayir. The Gemara suggests this is because he's going to make Birchas Chasanim. In Maseches Kala, the Brisa there invokes a third possible source from Vayivarchu Asam Elokim Vayomalam Puruvu. And that's just interesting that if you examine the three possible Mekoros of Birchas Chasanim already, it's clear that you'll emerge with three different conceptions of the Bracha. And if you appeal to V'makelos Baruch Hu Hashem Yimkor Yisrael, it sounds like it's already a din in Bracha Shevach Loda. Are you giving a Bracha to Hashem of Shevach? And like other day in the Gemara says, talking about the Shir Al Hayam. So it's a Bracha Shevach Loda. If you appeal to Boaz, the Psukim seem to be referring about the actual Ishus itself. Right? Boaz, V'yikach Boaz Sar Nashim Zikne Yir. And he says that he's taking Rus as a wife. Right? So it doesn't seem to be a separate din of Brachos even. It sounds to just be the regular Yitziras Ishus. And if you appeal to Vayivarchu Asam Elokim, then it sounds like from the pasuk that you're endowing the Ishus with a new quality, right? Like Vayivarchu Asam Shabbos Vayikadshayu, right? He created Shabbos the quality of kedusha. And so to over here, the bracha that we're making at the chasna is endowing the Ishus with a new dimension. Okay, so it just seems very clear that if you look at the three different makoros, you already walk out with three different conceptions of Birchas Chasanim. To which aspect of Ishus are the Birchas Chasanim related? So here you could have, I'm going to open up three possible options. Either it could be related to the Maisa Nisuin, okay, it's a part of the Chuppah. Alternatively, it could be related to the Bilas Mitzvah, to the Bila Rishona, which is a stage later. Or, third possibility, which is going to be to argue that it's actually an independent stage in the unfolding of Ishus. All right, so just like you have a concept of Shiduchin, and then Erisin, and then Nisuin, you'd have another stage, say, of Birchas Chasanim, and that's followed by Bilas Mitzvah. Okay, so it'd be that you have this spectrum of moments that create the Chalos Ishus, and Birchas Chasanim is an autonomous component of that spectrum. Okay, so those are the three possibilities. Let's begin with the first. So the first is to suggest that it's actually a part of the Maisa Nisuin. What is the evidence for this? So first we pointed to the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. The Rambam paskens that you have to make the Birchas HaNisuin over La Siyasa. You have to make the Birchas Chasanim over La Siyasa the Nisuin. The Beis Yosef, Menevin Ezer, Samach Beis Dalid, says that this is because they're the Birchas HaMitzvah for the Nisuin. Okay, so as we noted, this is a bit of a chid, and then you follow the normal halacha of Kol HaMitzvos Mevarchen Aleihen over La Siyasa. This is a bit of a chiddush that we're viewing the Nisuin as a Maisa Mitzvah, which requires a Birchas HaMitzvah over La Siyasa. But this is not so difficult if you say that the Rambam actually believes that. If you recall, Bavram ben Arambam in Shit Birchas Avram actually endorsed the view that for the Rambam, Nisuin is either the entire mitzvah or a real part of it. Okay, so this would work nicely with that view in Bavram ben Arambam. A second indication is from the Rambam later on in that same parak, where the Rambam basically tells you, don't think that the Birchas Chasanim themselves create the Nisuin. Meaning, don't think that you could substitute chuppah for Birchas Chasanim. So clearly the Rambam's point of origin here, right, his frame of reference, is that the Nisuin is related, or that the Birchas Chasanim are very much a part of the Maisa Nisuin. If the Birchas Chasanim were independent, there doesn't seem to be any grounds for a Havmina that they could actually replace the Maisa Nisuin. Right, so the Havmina here seems to be that you could have, there's a Chalos Nisuin that could take place either through chuppah or through Birchas Chasanim. Kamashman, that's not true. Okay, but certainly in conception, it's related to the Nisuin. A third indication that we pointed to for this view, Raman Mornavuchim in Chelek Gimel, where the Raman discusses Dinei Ishus. The Raman there says that the mitzvah of Nisuin is for piersum, okay, to publicize the marriage. And the Raman quotes the pasuk of Ayikach Boaz Asara Anashim. Okay, so clearly what the Gemara had as the source of Birchas Chasanim, the Rambam seamlessly uses for the din of Nisuin itself. Okay, so that makes a lot of sense that the Rambam sees the barrier between Nisuin and Birchas Chasanim as very much permeable. Okay? Fourth indication that you might appeal to tighten the relationship between the Nesuin and Birchas Chasanim is a view of the Rash Mishants, quoted in the Tshuvos Maimonios of Hilchos Isha Simen Yun Ches and the Tshumas Hadesha and Chilek Beis Simen Kuf Mem. According to him, Kalab LaBracha Asura LaBayla Kenida doesn't refer to the Birchas Chasanim at all. It refers to the Chuppah. Right, so the Gemara is never saying that an Isha is usher to her husband if she doesn't have Birchas Chasanim. The Gemara means to say that she's usher to her husband without Nisuin. Right, but the fact that the Gemara could use the phrase a Birchas Chasanim to refer to Nisuin itself seems to assume that the Birchas Chasanim is a critical component of Nisuin and not independent. Okay? Is that clear? So you have four indications that the Birchas Chasanim are very much a component of the Maisa Nisuin. The second perspective that we are outlining is to say that the Birchas Chasanim are related not to the Nisuin, but to the Bilas Mitzvah, to the Bila Bishona. The clearest indication is the Gemara in Daf Zayin Amebeis. The Gemara says that the Minag in Yehuda was that they would be Miyachid, the Chasan and Kala, before the Nisuin. And because they are Miyachid them, they would make sure to be Mevarech Birchas Chasanim Bishas Eirsin. The assumption seems to be is that Nisuin is L'chudei Kai, and the Birchas Chasanim are L'chudei Kai, and you could even be Makdim the Birchas Chasanim to the Nisuin. And it's not at all related to the Nisuin itself. And what is the purpose of the Birchas Chasanim according to this view in the Gemara? It seems that it's the Matir of the Maisa Bia. So it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, but it's a Birchas HaMatir. And so it allows you to have the Bila Rishona. Just point out that Rashi in his Tshuvos and Siman Kuf Sadi Aleph, Rashi thinks that that Gemara in Zayin Mebeis B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda is a Shitas Yachid. But the Chachamim who say Mevarchin Birchas Chasanim B'Veis Chasanim, they disagree and they think that it's absolutely ineffective to make the Birchas Chasanim without the Nesuin. Right, so just, and the other Rishonim disagree. Meaning it's not clear whether the Gemara of Zayin Mebeis B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda that you can be Makdim the Birchas Chasanim to the actual Nesuin. Well, that's a Shitas Yachid of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanan disagree. Whether the Rabbanan would concede the point, B'Shas Adcha. And Rashi thinks that it's a Machlokes, and we paskin against Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? The second indication that it's related to the Bilas Rishona, Bilas Mitzvah, is Zardvaz in Tshuva Chelek Vav, Simen Bez Alafim, Shin Chaf Vav. Zardvaz there is bothered by the Shita of the Rambam, who on the one hand paskins that if you don't make the Birchas Eirsin before the Eirsin, you cannot make it afterwards. However, if you forget to make the Birchas Chasanim before the Nisuin, you absolutely can make them afterwards. So Advas says, why does the Rambam distinguish between these two brachos? His suggestion is to make an Ukimta on the Rambam, that the only time you're able to make the Birchas Chasanim after the Nisuin is when you didn't yet have Bilas Mitzvah. Why? Because just like you need Birchas Eirsin over La'asiya of the Maisa Eirsin, you need the Birchas Chasanim to be over La'asiya of the Bilas Mitzvah. So it's not the Nisuin which is Koveya over La'asiya, but it's the Bilas Mitzvah which is Koveya over La'asiya. And so clearly for the Radvaz, the Birchas Chasanim are Chal on the Bia. The Radvaz draws an analogy from the Yushalmi in Pesachim. The Yushalmi says, Kala bo'al arasasa beves, kala ocha matzah be'er Pesach, is Kibbol Arasasa Beis Chamav. Some Rishonim interpret that Yushalmi to mean that just like there's an Isser to be Boel your Arusa before Sheva Brachos, so too there's an Isser to eat Chametz before to eat Matzah before your Mevarech, the Sheva Brachos of the Seder on the Matzah. Because there are seven Brachos that precede the Achilas Matzah throughout the Seder. So he says, you see that just like the Leila Seder, the entire Agada is a Matir for Achilas Matzah, so too, these Sheva Brachos are a Matir on the Bila. And that's what you see from the Yushalmi and Pesachim. A third indication of this view is the Ramban in Pesachim and the Ran in Pesachim Bedasa Rambam. They explain the reason why the Rambam holds that you have to make the Birchas Chasanim over La'asiyah of the Nisuin is because you need Nisuin Haroi Lebila. Yichupa Rui Lebila. Okay? So you see that they assume the brachos are a matir on the bia, and it's just a technicality in Hilchos Nisuin that you need Nisuin Roi Lebilos, so we have to be makin the brachos. But you're not makin the brachos because of Nisuin. You're making the brachos to nesuin because of the bila that it needs to be right for. A fourth shita is a little more radical. The shach quotes the position of the bach. It's also in the bach. They're working off a cryptic line in the rokeach, where he seems to hold that an avel could go to sheva brachos. Okay, an avel could show up for the salvation of sheva brachos, and the bach distinguishes and says that he's talking about going to the Shivas Me'a Mishta after they're already Boel Bilas Mitzvah. What's the distinction whether the Avel shows up before or after the Boel Bilas Mitzvah? He says because you're only Mevarich Birchas Chasanim until Bilas Mitzvah. Okay, but let's say if the couple happens to be Boel, let's say one day after the Chasana, so that would end the Sheva Brachos. It's very radical Chiddush. It means that even the Sheva Brachos of Zayin Me'a Mishta are only Talui on the Bilas Mitzvah. Once you have Bilas Mitzvah, there's no more Sheva Brachos to make. Yeah. It's against the Gemara. So the Avel is just going to a Suda where the Chasan and Kala happen to be within 7 days of the Mishnah, but it's no longer Sheva Brachos.
That wouldn't be
okay? Correct. Because it's still a celebration of the wedding, right? They're saying, oh, it's a wedding celebration. But then we say, no, halachically it's not anymore because you already have Bilas Mitzvah. What? Well, it seems like the chalos of Sudas Mareos here be tali on the brachos. Yeah.
What does he say about like Hashabara and Hashabara?
So I'm not sure if he distinguishes clearly. But all the Achronim asked, it seems to be against the Gemara, because the Gemara explicitly seems to say that even when the Gemara's assumed that you're Boel on the night of the Chasana, the Gemara still talks about making Sheva brachos for 7 days. So they're very bothered by that. But at least in Shita, you see how he thinks that the Brichas Chasanim of even post the Chasana are still over Lasiya of the Maisabiya, okay, which is in spirit of the Radvaz, even though the Radvaz is talking about the actual Sheva Brachas of the Chasana.
If you say Hikam Yisuin is Vila Bi'il,
yeah,
then wouldn't that somewhat unify the first two actions that you've been discussing? Whether it's for the Bi'il or for the Yisuin?
It would collapse the second view into the first view. I don't think we endorse that position in Shir at all, that the Bilas Mitzvah is actually the Iker Nesuin. I don't think we endorse that view. But okay, we're going to open up. Let me just give one more source to this perspective. Tosfos on Daf Zayin Amud Beis says that the reason why in Yehuda they would make the Birchas Chasanim kodem to the, sorry, make the Birchas Chasanim Beis Erisin is because in case the Chasan is Boel Shelo l'shem chuppah, if you have the Birchas Chasanim, then it's ke'ilu he was boel l'shem chuppah. Okay, that's what Tosfos seems to imply on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. And it seems to be that if you're boel l'shem nesuin, then the Birchas Chasanim are lomayla v'lomorid. The virtue of the Birchas Chasanim is that if you're boel stam or without kavan of l'shem nesuin, then the bila is considered a bilas nesuin. It kind of creates a stama lishma, where we could, once you're within the framework of the brachos, we could assume that this be'ila is l'shem those brachos. Okay, so he's looking at it pragmatically in terms of the mindset that the Boel has, but clearly the significance of the brachos according to Tosfos are about framing the kavanah of the ma'isabiyah. Okay, Tosfos does zayin amud beis. A third view in understanding what the Birchas Chasanim are doing, and this one I'll develop a little bit more at the end of the Chazar Shir. But it seems that a third view is to say that this is an autonomous stage in the development of the Ishus. Just one source that indicates this pretty straightforwardly is the Bach, commenting on this position of the Radvaz. The Bach says that if you didn't make the Brichas Chasanim at the Chuppah itself, you can make the Bracha Kol Zman Shemizdavkin Zebazeh. All right, so long as they're still happily married, you can still make the Brichas Chasanim. So it sounds like it's not just a din in the creation or a matir on the Maisa Bia, right? Nor is it about the Nesuin, but it's an independent bracha on the Ishus. Okay, so it, even if you had the Bila Rishon already, you can make it Kol Zman Shem Mizdavkin Zebazeh until so long as the Chalos Ishus is still open.
Is it so clear that the D-Book itself is not like the Maisa Nesuin, and that you're just saying that the Maisa Nesuin actually lasts throughout the entire marriage?
Well, you can't say the Maisa Nisuin lasts throughout the marriage. It sounds like that best you could...
You just like keep doing it at every second.
Well, it sounds like the Ishus persists. Right? It's like the... I think it means that the Ishus is an open concept. But not that the Nisuin is open throughout the entire marriage. Right?
The Nisuin is like the way we describe like a Maisa that you made, right?
Right, it's like the Chai Ishus.
Right. So that's exactly what this is.
And he says, "Kol zman shem izdavkin zebezeh."
Like zivug.
Yeah, mit like davik, cleaving, clinging. Yeah, mit davkim. Yeah. You want to say is that the nesuin is still open the entire time?
It's like an everlasting chalos.
Okay, it's fine. It's nice to say that the ishus is an everlasting chalos, but that the nesuin is an everlasting chalos.
If there is no like.
So Nisuin, let's say, just has a beginning, never an end,
right.
Except for Gerushin or something. That's what you want to say. So to me, that doesn't resonate. And I would say that at best, you could say the Nisuin is a finite Maisa, right? Because they're nichnas to the Yichud or under the Chuppah. That's the Nisuin, and the Ishus is persisting through time. Because I think there are too many rayas that seem to indicate that the Nisuin terminates. I'm not sure what I have on my where my rayas are off the top of my head. Let's put it this. Okay, I'll come back to your point a little later when we wrap up and transition to the next Chazar Shir. Remind me to come back to your point. Okay, now second. So I think this Bach may be a good indication of this. A second possible proof to this idea may be just the Shita and the Otzar Gaonim suggests that the reason why you can't make the Birchas Chasanim prior to the Nisuin. Is because it's almost not Toface calls mind that she's an Arusa. Right? It's like there's a stira between the content of these brachos and her status as an Arusa. Right? So
where is that?
It's Tav Zayin over here.
Was that specifically all the brachos or was that the brachos?
It sounds like it's all the brachos.
I remember you mentioning something what's your going with your Laman Aleph based on. You can't say that
it
calls Manda
if
you're still
in Miseries
Lamed
Aleph.
What's
Simon?
He said that he put Lamed Aleph.
Couldn't find Lamed
Aleph?
No, Lamed Aleph, I think, is the Bracha of the Orchos Chaim. I think it's the Bracha of the Orchos Chaim for an Almach Nasa Amana.
No,
that's Lamed Aleph. You said Lamed Gimel? Yud Gimel? No, it's definitely not Samini Gimel here. Anybody else want to take a shot at what Samini it is? I have Nun Ches maybe? Nun Ches? Nun Ches sound right? Not to have to look for it. But I would say that the suggestion here is that obviously there's no stira between the Maisa Nisuin being contiguous with the Shem Arusa. Because right? The Maisa Nisuin itself is what transitions you between the Arusa and the Shem Nisua. But if you think that the stage of Birchas Chasanim is a stage that's creating a Chalos after Erisin and Nisuin, right? It's like you have Erisin, Nisuin, and then Birchas Chasanim, so then being makdimit to the Nisuin would be too early, right? Because that's not the stage that it means to create. I'll flesh that a little more fully in a few minutes. Okay. I'm not sure. I'm suspect whether you could say that if you hold that the Birchas Chasanim have a din of a tefillah, does that imply that they're autonomous? Because it doesn't seem that tefillah has any shaychus to the Maisa Bia, and it doesn't seem that tefillah has any connection per se to the Nisuin. Right, so you might say if it has a din tefillah, then it might be something independent. I'm not sure about that, Raya.
Can't
Well, you see that the whole din of Minig Bihuda is so to that, right? The din of Minig Bihuda thinks that you could be matir the Bia, even kodim the Nesu'in.
Minig Bihuda is so to go in general, because it's making the brought that errors anyway.
No, the Minig, but the Minig Bihuda is saying that's about the matir of the Bia.
Minig Bihuda said that you can make Bir Chasanim at errors.
Right.
So off of that, it is not like it's going.
Right.
Regardless
of how... Right. So I'm saying that they're incompatible, right?
Right.
You want to say that the Sotzer Agonim is perfectly compatible with the Minig B'Yehuda because it's actually the same sheet as the Minig B'Yehuda. Right? It's all about the Matir of the Maisa Bia.
They're drawing at the same point, they don't have to agree about everything.
Ah.
They're drawing at the point that Rav Nachman relates to the Maisa Bia.
And somehow you can't talk about a Maisa Bia Kodem. Okay, so this gets us back into the tricky territory that Gabe was raising. And this is what I wanted to respond, that if you take the view that the Bilas Mitzvah itself is a stage in the Yetzirah Sa'ishas, right? So then if the Brichas Chasanim are a bracha on the Bilas Mitzvah, then the third view collapses into the second view, right? Correct? Because there are brachos that are affecting a new stage of Ishas. I think if you take that line of reasoning, then your point stands just as well, right? Because the whole second view is actually maintaining that they're creating a new stage in Ishas. Okay? Is that clear to everyone? It's an important point.
Can you repeat that?
What's at bar here is the status of Bilas Mitzvah. Okay, we didn't really discuss it so thoroughly, but if you think that Bilas Mitzvah is either, it's not necessarily as Gabe was putting it, as the Iker Nesu'in, but do you have a full Nesu'in, which is discrete and complete, but then after the Nesu'in, there's a stage of Isus which is affected by the Bilas Mitzvah. Right, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Ein Isha Karesas Bris Al Misha Osa Osa Kli. Right, so you assume that at that point there's a new creation of the Ishas, or a higher level that's been created of Ishas. So then what would happen is that this third view of Birchas Chasanim actually collapses into the second view, right? Because the Birchas Chasanim being a bracha on the Bilas Mitzvah is itself the Birchas Chasanim creating a new stage of Ishas, right? The stage of Ishas that's affected through the Bila. Yeah. The third view is that they're an independent stage of Ishus, right? The second view is that they're the Birchas HaMatir on the Bila. But if you argue that the Bila as Mitzvah is a new stage of Ishus, then it's the Birchas Chasanim which create that new stage. Right? Okay, so maybe I'll flesh this out more in a minute. Okay, so I'll call upon him. Those are three ways of understanding the concept of Birchas Chasanim in terms of which part of the Ishus they're related to. Either the Bilas Mitzvah, the Nesu'in, or kind of a stage unto themselves. But here we have to ask a parallel question, although I have it grouped separately, you'll see it's very related. And the question is, what kind of brachos are these? Okay, not what stage of Ishus do they pertain to, but what kind of brachos are these? And I think here you could point to five different conceptions. Being very liberal in my counting here. The first is like the Beis Yosef suggests, that you're dealing with a real Birchas HaMitzvah. Okay, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah on the Nesu'in. But that's very problematic, because where do you find a Birchas HaMitzvah that has seven brachos and doesn't refer to the Maisa Mitzvah? The second view is suggested by the Ran and the Ramban in the beginning of Pesachim, Beshitas HaRambam, where they suggest that it's a Birchas HaMatir on the Bia. Okay, this is also kind of peculiar, that you need seven Birchas HaMatir. Right, where do you find that you have so many brachos of matir for a single thing? A third understanding of these brachos is perhaps in line with Rashi and Machzor Vitri, that these are a kind of a tefillah. And we know that from Rashi, because Rashi says you have to face Mizrach when you're making them. Okay, so this seems to cohere more completely with the actual content of the brachos. Right, you have seven brachos. Which is very in line with tefillah, where you could have multiple brachos that speak to a certain theme.
Are all of the brachos a tefillah? Or
sounds from there, actually, all the brachos chasanim have a din of tefillah. Sounds like it.
Every quote of the Bujram is saying that Ashivar
is tefillah. Is? Well, according to Rashi, most Rishonim don't agree that it's a din tefillah. Fourth conception of these brachos is as the Ran and the Ramban themselves hold in the beginning of Pesachim. And that's you're dealing with a Birchas Shevach Vehoda. Okay, so more like a bracha, Birchas Hamazon. which also seems to cohere nicely with the content and number of the brachos. Right? So you're giving shevach for the different themes that pertain to Ishus. I'll say the fifth conception of these brachos, and this is where they really are, they stand out from other brachos that we have, is this notion of brachos that frame the very concept of a chalos Ishus. Right, so here we actually appealed in Shir to two models. One was Birchas HaTorah, where you find that it's not a bracha necessarily in a Maisa Mitzvah, but it's a bracha that's framing the concept of Talmud Torah. And Mikra Bikurim, right, where you have a Kriyas HaParsha, which is not a Birchas HaMitzvah say on Havas Bikurim, right, but it's giving context to the Mitzvah of Havas Bikurim. Right? And the Ramban in his Asagos to the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos on the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of Birchas HaTorah, the Ramban says that Talmud Torah, Mikra Bikurim, and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to the Kriyas Haggadah, right? These are like a category of Kriyas HaParshios that give context to the Maisa Mitzvah. Okay? So here we're suggesting that Birchas Chasanim belongs to that category. What are some of the rayas to this approach? So first, we peel back to that Tosas on Daf Zayin and Beis. Right, Tosas said that the brachos create a stama lishma in the Ma'aseh Bia. Right, so if you have Bia without the brachos stam, then it may have been a biasnus. Right, but after you make these brachos, that gives us the right to assume that this Bia is in the context of Ishus already. Okay, so that's a very pragmatic interpretation of what it means for the brachos to be framing the concept of Ishus. Meaning it frames it almost psychologically in your mind. But I think in Shir we were suggesting a little further that just like you need a Maisa of Erisin to create the Kinyan Ishus, and just like you need the Nisuin or the Chuppah to say that you've started Tchilas Chayeh Ishus, that there's also a dimension of Ishus which pertains to like an existential recreation of the individuals involved. Right, that's more than just the social dimension of Knisa Lershuso, or the legal dimension of Kinyan Erisin. It's a metaphysical dimension of a recreation. If you look at the actual themes of the brachos, right, you always find that the brachos talk about Yitzira. Yotzer HaAdam, the first Shakol Bara Lechvodo, Yotzer HaAdam again. Right, the predominant theme is this notion of a creation. So one way of interpreting that is simply as, let's say, Shitun Gebetz quotes from the... Where's he quoted from? From the Yarama. He quotes it from the Rama. That it's just a really bracha on the Puravu. Right, that's how you're talking about creation. Right? But the other day of that day, quote, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonah, is that every zivug is me'ein the zivug of Adam and Chava, where you had a recreation of Adam b'shah that Chava was created. Right? There was Adam kodem yitziras Chava and Adam la'achar yitziras Chava. Right? We have a new entity that came into being. Okay? So some Rishonim, like the Meiri, for example, explain the reason why you have two brachos of Yotzer Adam is because the first bracha is on yitziras Adam, the second bracha is on yitziras Chava, and yes, sometimes the word Adam refers to Chava. That's how the Meiri argues. I have two Yotzer Adams. What? What do you say?
Nothing.
Why don't you share it with the rest of us?
I'll talk to myself. I'm a crazy person.
Yeah. Do you want me to put this on pause for a second so you can make your...
I'll just put it in the email.
All right.
I already spammed that.
What?
I already spammed
it. Missing out. You missed out on the Rav Hunter Lashitaso?
Yeah. I didn't
actually
spam it, but I didn't look at it either.
Just check out the Rav Hunter Lashitasa. It's one of my bigger chidushim in life. So the Meiri argues that the two brachos are one for Yetziras Adam, one for Yetziras Chava. If you look at Rashi, I'm pretty sure this sheet is Rashi, is that you have two Yotzer Adams, because the first bracha is on Yetziras Adam Levado, the second bracha is on the recreation of Adam L'achar Yetziras Chava. Right, it's like you have a new entity now, that you have Adam created with Chava. So it could be that what the brachos, the Birchas Chasanim, are framing is that beyond the Maisa Kinyan and beyond the Tchilas Chai Ishos, there's a notion that this Zivug is Me'ein the Zivug of Adam and Chava, which is actually a metaphysical recreation of two individuals into a single entity. The Ramban al Torah may support this view, at least the view that there's a higher dimension to just the Kinyan and the Knesset L'Reshuso. When the Ramban says that V'davak v'ishta v'hayla basar echad means a certain psychological proximity, right, where they're like striving to be together, like to striving towards a closer union. Similarly, the Sfarno, in his commentary on that pasuk, the Sfarno has the idea that al kein yazav es avim v'davak v'ishta v'hayla basar echad is, as we spoke about last week, an actual obligation to marry an isha ha'hogenes lo, because that's where you achieve a higher level of dveikus, right? It's a more perfect union when there's a basic commonality between the parties. So it makes a lot of sense that if we view ishus as a recreation of two individuals into a single entity, me'ein yitziras adam v'chava, right? That's imminent in the pasuk, v'davak v'ishta v'hayla basar echad. It's a stage beyond just the kinyan and the knesset l'reshuso. And fourthly, I would say that this works in beautifully if you want to collapse the third view into the second view. Meaning, if you want to collapse this stage of Birchas Chasanim into its relationship with Bilas Mitzvah. Right? Because that Bilas Mitzvah that you say, Eini Shakaresas Bris Elamisha Osa Osa Kli, I say that's like when you achieve like a union in the marriage. So it's very intuitive that the brachos that appeal to that level of Ishus would be associated with the Bilas Mitzvah. And so it's not so much that there are Birchas HaMatir on the Bila, but you'd say that the stage leading up to the Bila by necessity has to be something more than just Knesset L'Reshuso. It's beyond the social dimension. Okay, so then the fifth indication of this, again, this is just a little bit of a reiteration, is that the Ravya in Maseches Pesachim just really works up the theme on the relationship between Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvos of Leil HaSeder, right, and the analogy to Kalabol HaRasasta Beveis Chamav, right, that embedded in the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, right, is that you could only be Mekayim in the mitzvah if you have the background of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's framed by the context of the Seder. Again, all the stages leading up to it are actually akim in the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. So he says, so too, someone who's Bol HaRasasta Beveis Chamav before having Birchas Chasanim, so let's say he has the bila, right? But he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah because he hasn't gone through the stages that are supposed to frame the concept for him. I think that all these rayas very nicely articulate this notion that the birchas chasanim are an independent stage in the yitziras ha'ishos, a stage between the social element of knesset l'reshuso and the actual bilas mitzvah of krisas habris. Right, so it's a stage that's framing the recreation of the two individuals through that pasuk of Adam and Chava.
So just with this, and you're saying differently from what we said in Shir, and that in terms of the framing of the chuppah, because I think what we were getting at, like you're explaining to Sarah, is that it should not come before the chuppah, so that you're, like, you're emphasizing the theme of the chuppah itself.
Right.
But you're saying that this is adding a new stage in between the chuppah and the bila.
Yeah, I think that's a more persuasive interpretation. I think most of the Makoros, that's how you could be Miyashi, the Makoros that seem to focus on the Bila with the interpretation of the actual Brachos. I think in Shir, the reason we explained it that way is because in Shir, if you realized, where we explained Nisuin as like that existential dimension, right, of Knesa L'Reshuso is not just like a social element, but that's like, well, when they become one. I think it's that might work in more nicely with the Rambam's position that you need Nisuin Haruyin Le'Bi'ila because you view the Bi'ah as kind of imminent in the Chuppah. Right? But the more, like, if you hold like the rest of the Rishonim, that Bilas Mitzvah is a separate stage from Knesset L'Reshuso, then this would be more intuitive. So I don't think the way you're saying in Shir conceptually disagrees. I think in terms of Birchas Chasanim, just in terms of how we're understanding Chuppah. Okay. And then just one final point, then with this we'll conclude and we'll pick up next week, or pick up on Thursday. The Gemara says that you need Asara for... Oh, sorry. No. Sorry. My mistake. Okay. There are two very important nafkamina to this interpretation. of viewing Birchas Chasanim as appealing to this higher dimension of Ishus is you might say that this dimension is absent in certain kinds of Ishios. Okay, so you might say that for an Almon Shenas Almana, it's true that there's a Chalos Ishus of Kedushin and Nisuin, but this higher dimension of Ha'il Basar Echad is non-existent. Right? They were each previously married. Right? So people have been previously married, so it's much harder to say that, oh, now we have a recreation of the individuals just because they're Nichnas L'Chapa. And you might say it only exists for Basel, Bachar Shenasa Besula. So one raya for this view, again, I'm not saying everybody has to agree to it, is the Sheet of the Orchos Chaim, based on the Gemara's limitation of the number of days of Sheva Brachos, but the Sheet of the Orchos Chaim, that you actually don't make the typical Sheva Brachos for Almon Shenasa Amana, but you change the Bracha just to referring to the mit to the Ishas of Boaz and Rus. And the Chasima Sabracha is Bracha Tashem Matzliach Ish V'Isha. Right? So you take out, first of all, you take out the reference to Yotzer HaAdam, you take out the reference to Chasam V'Kala, and you tone it down to simply Ish V'Isha, man and woman, but not a notion of a marriage that's like moving towards a greater union.
He has other Yitzhira Brachas, right?
What? No, he doesn't. He takes out, and it's instead of all the brachos. That's you're no longer talking about Yetzira, and you're no longer talking about Chasam V'Kala. So presumably you're saying it's true, there's Erisin and Nisuin. There's definitely Knisla al-Chuppah. But the point is that the stage above it doesn't exist. And Baharaya, there's no Bilas Mitzvah. Right? There's no Eni Shakrasis Bris in this case. A second raya to this idea may be the Machlokas and the Gaon, and whether you make the Birchas Chasanim for Machzer Gushaso. Here's a little trickier, but you might argue that in the case of Machzer Grushaso, right, the Chalos Ishus that extends beyond the Erisin and Nisuin, right, doesn't have to be recreated because that was created at the first Ishus. In the second Ishus, you're hearkening back to the Chalos that was created at the first Ishus. What was broken at the first Gerushin? What was broken is the Kinyan Erisin and the Kinyan Achupa, and the social element of them living together, and the formal element of him actually owning her. But you might say that for the very same reason that we say that Alman Shenasa Almana wouldn't have the normal Birchas Chasanim, because in a second marriage you can't create that new chalos, you might say that's precisely because it wasn't broken from the first Ishus. I'm not sure how convincing that is. But the idea would be that for Machzer Grushaso, you don't have to make the Birchos Chasanim again, because that Chalos Ishus could simply be, yes, revoked from the first time that they were married, even though the Erisin and Nisuin itself has to be reperformed. Okay, and I just want to end by noting that the strongest objection to viewing is the objection of the Ravid and the Ramban, but the strongest objection to viewing the Birchas Chasanim as being a Birchas HaMitzvah or as being a bracha that's creating a new chalos is the fact that the Birchas Chasanim persists for 7 days. This is the raya of the Ravid and the Ramban and the Ram that it's just a Birchas Shevach V'Odah. How else could you make them after the Chuppah? So their response is to say in a Chanami, and even Kodim HaChuppah it's only a Birchas Shevach V'Odah. But another response would be to say that this chalos, which we're appealing to right now, of the creation of this higher dimension of Ishus, is not simply a maisa of knisa or shuso. It doesn't occur in a finite point in time, right? But it occurs over a few days. Right? It takes 7 days to create this chalos. Okay, and in particular, we'll talk more about this next week. If you hold like the Rishonim seem to say, that Shivas Mei HaMishteh is part of the Bilas Mitzvah. Like the Ramban said, it's part of the Pitoy HaPsula. Okay, so we'll pick up with this suggestion. Is it feasible to view this element of Birchas Chasanim, or maybe even Chuppah itself, as having an extension in time throughout the Shivas Mei HaMishteh? Okay, and just to build the intuition for a second, is that the Gemara says that you need asara for Birchas Chasanim. Okay. Machlokas and the Rishonim, whether this is because it's davar shebekdusha or because of din of pirsum, or din of being mefarseim the ishus, din of edus, like some goanim say. So you might say that just like there's a certain critical mass that's needed in terms of population at the initial chuppah, so you might say that part of pirsum, or part of the extension of the davar shebekdusha, is that it has extension in time as well, okay, for 7 days. Because I want to build off that notion in the next chazar shir that we have.